Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the really emerging trends that when I first started getting into wines, and I'm talking in the early 80s, were wines from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then for a variety of reasons, they sort of disappeared.
Yeah.
And they're now making a resurgence. But not only are we seeing a resurgence in the presence of high-quality South African wines in the market, but we're also seeing a trend in the changing of, however appropriately, of the ownership of the wineries and the wine producers in South Africa, and to which we have one of the great names of all South African history.
Mandela. And Nelson Mandela. His daughter and granddaughter have started a winery honoring his memory. And I got to tell you, Hugh, they're really putting some really nice wine into the bottle.
Well, if they weren't, that would be a darn
shame.
Right.
It would be. I'm going to go through these real quickly. They have two different tiers. There's a kind of entry-level tier that's line priced at $13, and then a more premium tier called the Vusani series that line price is around $20.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the whites. Sauvignon Blanc 2014, the regular bottling. Just a really nice, no-frills Sauvignon Blanc, but it has all the right flavors.
Right.
It has a really nice texture to it. Simple, correct, nice plumpness. It's not like one of these big New Zealand ones that
right.
kind of, you know,
right.
monster in a bottle.
Right.
Just a really nice Sauvignon Blanc. I love it. Here's a Chenin Blanc. This is the Vusani series, $20. It's not called Steen. It's called Chenin Blanc.
Okay.
That's how it's being marketed. This is very good Chenin Blanc. In fact, one of the best I've ever tasted. This goes right in there with the best of the Vouvrays I've had. Very true to type. Has good minerality, working against some of the sweeter and off-dry flavors that you get in Chenin Blanc. I thought it was really first class. I served it to some people, and they were very, very impressed. It's a kind of wine that if you told me it was a Viognier and a good Viognier, I would have believed you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a surprise.
So the softer school of Viognier.
Right, right.
So really, really lovely. They make a Shiraz, and they sell it for $13. And Shiraz, I've lost patience with lately because of the cookie-cutter approach.
That's the way I feel about Malbec.
This is a very agreeable little Shiraz. It's a far cry from the monolithic ones from Australia. This is scaled down, and so you have a chance for a lot more things to emerge. Even though it's not a great Shiraz, not a great wine, it's just a really nice, very likable Shiraz for $13. And it pays homage to all the things that you like without having the ponderousness of the wine. So let's move on to a Cabernet Sauvignon, again, a $13. Again, what we're seeing is good, simple, scaled-down Cabernet. It's almost Cab Light in a way.
Okay.
Which is nice because it has the flavors you're looking for, but without the weight. And so there's some of the familiar touchstones, the dark cassis, the obvious tannins, the nice black cherry flavors,
mm-hmm.
and a really nice, persistent, long finish. The one that absolutely surprised me was the Pinotage. That is a grape I've not been impressed with in the past. This was really, really nice. It just brought an awful lot to the table, and everything that was there was good. So the minerality that you get, the kind of, you know, some of the greenish flavors that you get were all very, very toned down. And it's a very unique wine, and it's one of those wines that I find difficult to describe, but it's delicious. The Mandela wines, look for them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.